So let's begin our journey. Let's begin our gathering of consciousness reset. Get comfortable on your park bench, whatever that may happen to look like today. Let's take a deep breath. Good deep breath. Here we go. Unprecedented is this time, even this event. Humans all around the planet wondering, when this cloud of coronavirus lifts, when things get back to normal, do they really want them to be normal? Now, there's a lot of brave humans out there who, they said, let's go deeper. Let's extend this coronavirus. Let's have this unique opportunity to really dive in. And so the energies have gone there. Take a moment and feel as an embodied master sitting on your park bench. Feel into the core of this consciousness reset. You're thinking too much. You're thinking too much. Let's take a deep breath and let's try that again. You're a natural, sentient, sensitive, feeling being. Take a deep breath and just feel it. Don't think about it. Be a bell. It's there. It's very present. Consciousness reset on the planet. Now, it doesn't all happen in one moment with everyone. Thank goodness for that. That would be too overwhelming on everybody. But it is happening in a very, very short four-day period. Humans just kind of stopping for a moment and allowing their consciousness to reset on a new path. Not everybody, but enough. I don't even know what really is hitting them, but they'll come to find out. When you put all this together, all these millions and millions of people, billions actually, it makes a huge difference. I didn't really think that this event would happen in such a condensed period of time and so soon. We thought it would happen a little bit later, spreading out over even a few years, but here we are. Take a good deep breath and feel that you feel. There's like these little flashes going off on so many different levels. A little restart here, a little restart there. It's kind of like a light going off for just a moment. And when it comes back on, it's got a different glow to it. Not kind of an old, dingy, yellowed, aged glow. It comes back on and it's a warmer, richer, fuller glow. And a glow that's interesting, it seems to have more light to it, but it's not an intense, eye-burning light. One by one, this is happening all across the planet. And here we are. Here you are, embodied masters. Just shining your light. This is why you're here. This is why we're all here. Stay on the planet to really to facilitate consciousness. You had to go through a lot of your own stuff to get here, but as I was preparing for today, sitting in my dressing room at the Ascended Masters Club, I thought to myself, well, this is a turning point for Shambhara as well. So much of everything we've been doing has been about you, has been about the old wounds, has been about understanding why you're really here, about the dragon in your life, releasing the vestiges of old issues and karma, and then getting into our graduate level classes, Kihak, talking about energy, the soul. Anyway, this is why you're here. I get kind of weepy. It's our first gathering of real masters. I don't have to be up here drawing diagrams and repeating lessons that have been said many times before, but I got to repeat them in different ways so it finally gets through. No, we're sitting here doing it. It's your passion. It's why you came here. Benching. Letting yourself feel into what's really going on and not trying to fix it. That's a big one. Letting yourself feel and be aware, acknowledging what's going on and not trying to fix it. That takes a lot of compassion. A lesser person would go in, they get caught up in the drama. They try to start fixing things. They put their own agendas in there, what they think is right, what they think is wrong, how they view the world, and defeats the whole purpose. Other groups will go in and try to open some new portal. The portal to what? I don't know, but some new portal. It sounds good. Let's go out and open portals. Nah. We're just here on a park bench, shining a light. Don't even have to work at that. The light shines by itself. So that when these humans now, right now, are going through this little reset of theirs, adding to the big reset of consciousness for the planet. When they go through the reset, first, there's not a fear. And second, when they come back to their consciousness, they realize there's so much more there. They realize that it's really about pursuing your heart and your dreams, and it's so easy to get stuck in the old patterns. It's so easy to just live your life in the pattern from birth to death. But so many right now are saying, no more. Kind of like you said a long time ago. Now, they say no more, but they're not sure what comes next, how it comes next, what they should do. Not at all. There's a anxiety that comes along with it, a fear. It's almost a desire to go back to pre-reset. But they know they can't. I'm telling you what you already know. You've been through all this. That's where your light really comes in. You see, because they come through this reset of their own. And again, many aren't even aware of it at a conscious mind level, but they come through this reset, and then there's that fear. What do I do next? Well, when our light is shining enough, without agenda, without force, simply shining, they're going to see things that they wouldn't have seen before. And you take that one person at a time, and you put that together with many people across all the lands and across the oceans of the planet, that makes a difference. It starts a difference anyway. Let's feel into the very core of what's going on. Deep, deep, deep down. Little blips and bubbles, little tweaks, little lights, some lights going off and then coming back on. And feel into mass consciousness as a whole. Don't think your way there. Feel your way. Be a very sensitive being. Feel your way. What effect is this having on that cloud of mass consciousness? You know, this park benching, whether you do it by yourself or whether we do it in a group like this, kind of fun. It doesn't take a lot of work. If you let yourself, you really get into the feelings of it. Kind of how all these little resets that are taking place are all having a much bigger effect. How these resets right now that are taking place on the planet, it'll cause some anxiety. People won't know kind of what's happening. Even the past couple days, for any of you here, you're wondering what's going on. Why is everything so just kind of crazy, tense, or just can't put your arms around it? You're feeling the potential anxiety. But you know, it doesn't worry me. I know there are enough embodied masters on the planet right now shining their light. That's all that's really needed. Light in the darkness. Or perhaps it was just a light in the grayness. But a light. So in the reset, whether they realize it now or months, years from now even, they're just going to suddenly realize that there's so much more for them. Some of them are going to feel that they just felt a presence today. I don't know what it was. They just felt a presence. Something was there. Something kind of weird happened. It was like they just kind of blanked out for a moment and then they felt the presence. I'm going to think maybe that presence kind of woke them up or jarred them back into reality or whatever, but they're going to have felt the presence. And non-intrusive, non-forceful, non-judgmental presence. A lot of them are just going to go, huh, I must be going crazy making all this up, but we know better. Take a deep breath and feel into the beauty of this reset. There's a definite feeling to it. There's a definite kind of vibe, feeling. And if you distill it down, rather than all the thoughts, if you distill it down, there's that feeling. I'll be quiet for a moment, just so we can really feel into it. Beautiful. Caldry interrupted and said, well, here you go again, Adamus. Just one short thing before we go into it. A beautiful, unprecedented consciousness reset. One being at a time. But in a very short period of time, these 4 days in March. All right, now let's feel into it. I will. I will be quiet for a little bit. Not for too long, but I will promise to just let you feel into them enough. Let yourself really feel it. I mean, not going to that mental place, but it's a feeling. It's a sense. It's one of those things that you don't necessarily even want to try to define right now. It's just that it's a knowingness of what's happening, feeling into that deep, deep, deep reset that's taking place. And being here, well, this is what you came here for. Not a lot of hard work, is it? It was just hard to get here. Once you get into this, being a master on the park bench, not real hard. Just being here. And you probably noticed also that while we were just sitting in that quiet, in the feeling, you were able to, well, you weren't carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. That'll crush even the best master. You weren't trying to fix or affect anything. You're just there. You were that presence. And you probably noticed that you also were going through some personal things. Your mind, your emotions were also doing their own kind of adjusting. Well, you could do both. You're in the end. You can be here as the master on the park bench and shining the light to the world, but also you probably felt things were adjusting within you, resetting within you. That's because you're feeling how now as an embenched master, the energies start changing. You're feeling your own energies changing to serve you. Readjusting, reformatting. Because now you're here. You're in this place that is really your passion. Passion doesn't have to scream out and dance all around, be hot as fire. No, passion can be this quiet, deep place. You're in your passion now. Being here for the very reason that you chose to be. Now you know what it's like to really be an embodied master. I like to say this is kind of a benchmark event for us, marking the first time we all got together. Not trying to change a thing, but simply doing what you came here to do. So with that, my dear friends, such an honor to be here today, such a beautiful honor to be here with each and every one of you. And to be here with Belle, who is just waking up from her experience. Dear Belle, oh, getting ready for another day of being a dog on the planet. So with that, let's take a good deep breath together. What a beautiful event, consciousness reset. Let's take a good deep breath together. I am Adamas in service to you. Thank you.